in some jurisdictions where they have a well-developed system of electronic records and where the staff in the juvenile justice agency have the same kind of access that any public school would have to those records, it's really seamless. They need the kid's name and the last school district that the kid was in, perhaps, and they go and they do a search and they see whether the kid was enrolled in special education. They see whether the kid is an English language learner. They determine whether the kid has been retained. They identify a number of things that are important for scheduling and planning services for youth. That's when it works well. When it doesn't work well, of course, you have lengthy delays. Even in good systems, you often have serious problems over the summer when records clerks or people that transmit the kind of data that are needed to provide continuity in planning for a student's education program, when those people are on vacation and there often is nobody there. So that's also a serious problem.